I thought I was going to be like talking, preaching to the choir, but I'm not. I guess that means I have to, okay. I have to switch from Mr. Jekyll to Reverend Hyde. It may take a minute. Good, there's no 70-year-olds here. I'm 50, and what I have to say would probably sound pretty childish to somebody who is 70.
But so, I can get someone if you want them.
Well, no. I'm glad to have people who can't tell how immature a 50-year-old is. You know what I'm saying? Let's start this out. Normally, somebody would come up here and go, our speaker today, Reverend Ivan Stang, is the sacred scribe of the Church of the Subgenius, what some call a parody or a mockery religion, started in the late 1970s and known through such publications as the Book of the Subgenius, on sale in the other room there, and several other books, Revelation X, High Weirdness by Mail, Three-Fisted Tales of Bob, and the radio show Hour of Slack, which is syndicated to 20 stations around the country, and blah, 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 blah. However, I'm that guy, so I can't do that introduction. However, I can tell you about the Church of the Subgenius. The simplest way to put it, when people go, what do you guys believe in? Now, come on. Oh, I can't speak for any other subgenius. I can only speak for myself, but they might agree with me. I believe in that face! That face! That clip art cut out of some old Yellow Pages ad face! Of some anonymous salesman type pink boy from the 50s or something. Yes, he is all that, and he's a lot more to... Let's see, how can I put this simply? In 1953, this fellow, you haven't missed anything.
Okay.
The other guy here, the handsome guy, he was a salesman in the 50s, but he was kind of like a divinely inspired salesman. And around 1953, while working on an amateur television set of his own design, he stepped in a puddle of water and was suddenly immaculated, dripped up into the spirit, and was given visions by this alien space god calling itself Jehovah One. This monster has been around forever and has masqueraded as God with numerous small cults and large, gigantic world religions. And during this, when Bob was given this vision by Jehovah One, Jehovah One explained to Bob, showed Bob, that throughout history there's been a conspiracy of normal people robbing away the slack of the weirdos, the abnormals, the anybody who didn't fit into the normal. And you know, actually, that's everybody, since... The wonderful thing is normal is just a statistical fiction. But the normals don't know that, and they've been screwing us around for a long time, and Bob came to change all that. The good news is we just signed a new book deal. Last week I suddenly was informed that it was time for a third testament, you might say, after Book of the Subgenius, Revelation X. The bad news is I have to have it completely finished, illustrated, and laid out in front of the cameras by May 15th. So I'm starting to write it right now, and you guys get the help, I suppose. So these little notes I'm looking at are actually the first notes for the beginning of the book. And I ask you, is there a 10-foot-long spike staking your wallet and your very face to your job,
yes,
friends? Are you serving two masters at all times?
Yes.
Sometimes when you find yourself, and that really describes most of us, sometimes you can't crap or get off the crapper. And that's where Bob comes in. Bob can help the pea shy, my friends. He's been in the pants of the man with the spastic colon. He can be your depends, your diaper. He will wipe and clean you spiritually. Get rid of those false beliefs. He's like the handy wipe, the diapy wipe. And this magic dispenser of Slack can be yours. We will be showing magic movies of Slack later, but I thought maybe I'd better... Hey, by the way, if anybody was going to drop tonight, you might as well now, because the movies are perfect for that. But more on that. I'm not trying to encourage anyone, believe me. Anyway, friends, a lot of us find ourselves trapped in this cage of only six dimensions, and you can let Bob bell the cat that is your head. You'll finally know whether you're coming or going. You'll know exactly what you think, but you'll have to pay for it. Slow money for dark matter, we call it. Something's been added. Something's been removed. How will you know once it's gone? You've got that problem with any cult you join or any belief you start believing in. One of our most beloved ministers, Reverend Onan Canobite, said, to sell a religion, you don't need all the answers, just one good answer, and that's Bob. That's that face. You don't need to know what Bob believes or what he teaches. You just need the damn head. And if you look at it, those of you who look at that thing and instantly understand how cool it is, you're the subgeniuses already. I probably don't have to tell you anything else. Actually, I am going to stand up. God damn it, I'm feeling more like preaching this time. I'm glad that it's you might want to move the camera a little closer because if you can, because of the mic, so the microphone can pick up. We don't have any